This is the Taney County Commission, Monday, April 30th, 2012. We're in that part of our meeting listed as the preliminary study meeting where we go over business for the day and receive public comment. We'll be in this mode until 9 a.m., which we will officially at that time open and call the County Commission meeting to order. What is this?
It's a Westlaw.
Oh. Let's set it up.
He's getting to his house.
He's not? It's here.
Frank, get that up where he's at. Sure, he does.
Nikki, if you're listening, could you come down for a minute? He's got another service that's like it that he uses.
Utilize.
Have you been through the accounts payable, Dan?
Yeah, I didn't see anything that was out of line.
I
You got it here soon?
I have to get rid of me.
Oh, my gosh. Answer prayers. We just got you trained, too.
You want me to sit down there? Are you taking over the whole thing, or?
I just scooted down here with this cat.
I see.
We are over there, by the way. Interruptions I'm going to have. I got this on April
25th.
Actually, I don't think anybody moved them today. That's probably how the previous board.
Okay. Yes, I saw it. The conference hall. So I think we had some
today. The back's taller than yours. Look, when you sit forward.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's not. It's just.
Yes, saw that.
It's the iCivics.
Yeah.
Proposal.
That's for NACA, right?
Yes. And Nick said she could move the Linda thing yet again. and then we could hold off because everything is scheduled at that time. Did you look at the agenda?
I
mean, and then we're...
Now, you guys are taking Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday stuff off of that since you're not going? Unless you're planning to go.
We're going to talk about Thursday's agenda today, right?
Yeah. I'm going to load it up.
You're going to be...
I'm going to load it up for you guys.
This has got to be over on Wednesday. You don't think it'll go... Well, I was going to suggest that we do our... insurance RFQ on Thursday, but I won't do that when you're not here.
Feel free. I'd like to have some non-controversial things on my schedule. Yikes.
This is supposed to take a short call, probably 20 minutes, Karen McCrone.
Is our litigation today just with, does Frank come in for that?
I don't think.
This is Donna.
Yeah, here.
I notice we don't have any more litigation today at all. It's a quick day, looks like. Yeah, that one. This should be a real fast day. I couldn't figure it out either.
They didn't tell me that was the reason. But.
Oh, I just was curious myself. I get to spend quality time with the attorneys on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, so yeah. I'm glad there's no...
Has she told you she actually thinks it'll go 3 days? I can't even imagine that it would go.
I don't know.
The only reason it's in Fed is because of the civil rights portion of it.
Exactly. That's actually crazy. So this is a journal entry we're doing, right? Okay.
Brandon brought this over.
What is this?
Past due Westlaw.
Frank's looking at it.
I don't know, but...
He's still looking?
My suggestion is we have Nikki give him a call today and see if we can get an answer one way or the other. What do you think?
I think so, too. The other thing I was... I met with Mr. Ziegenfuss, and he said, where is the sewer funding of their capital improvement projects? Remember we talked about John and said, go ahead and do it? Rick's saying it's caught up in... our council's ability to do these intergovernmental agreements. So we may want to have, if it's all right, when Nikki calls Frank and Pat, we find out where that is too. Of course, Pat may be ready for court.
Did I have my expense in there? My phone expense?
I didn't see anything in here. I didn't go through that sheet.
This is the summary.
Because it's a summary of everything else, right?
This is the summary of everything in here.
You're not in there. Let me rephrase that. I went through each one of them, and I didn't see you in there.
West Group, is that the same thing as West Law?
No, that's the prosecutor.
This one's the prosecutor?
Yes.
Okay. Turn my receipt in to get it paid. Oh, there it is. It's under J.
I didn't see it in here, though.
$26. You go to J.
I went through every single one of them. I didn't see the name. So I guess I didn't see it.
There it is.
All right. Did you see anything in there, Jim? I didn't see anything of.
I mean, I got my phone reimbursement for April, and so does Nikki, and there's a Westlaw thing for prosecuting attorney.
Oh.
Oh, that's what I need. Nothing, Danny.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything that. Anything that could issue. So where are you moving? Are you moving back home? Are you moving somewhere else? Bigger job? Better benefits? You want to become a commissioner now?
I know where we're moving, don't have jobs and everything lined up, but it's technically my wife's home out in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
But all our things out there and stuff is
that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
We should go back home. My home now.
There you go.
My wife's mother lives 90. She lives directly between Portland and Seattle. It's 90 miles to both airports.
Who does?
Joanne's mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mossy Roth.
Yeah, we had our NACO meeting was in Portland. First time I've ever been there. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's interesting. The public transportation is a great system, but
yeah.
The weather's nice enough. I guess we have a lot. There's a lot of people in between jobs there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so there's quite a few.
Yeah.
Some would call it homeless, yeah.
In between homes.
In between homes and in between jobs. Was a raise for her
full time.
Yeah, let me take the award one out. I think it was.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Jim, Danny, do you have some comments today on this Supreme Court decision?
Not yet, I don't.
You can read the article you've already done.
I did? No one ever talked to me about it. I don't remember anything.
You know, the one with Dan's picture?
Yeah, he almost got a phone call out of it.
So, Tyler.
Tell him about the joke?
No.
Tell him about the joke.
Tyler, we're up in federal court with arbitration this week. And Jim has just said an article, and I apologize for not being back.
Oh, no, I apologize.
I was with my mom, and she was not good. But anyway, so I see the article on my way up to the court, and I pick up the paper. And I saw it on the picture of Jim. And you know, then we're inside. Good article this morning. She was. Great article this morning. So I noticed one thing that might confuse a few people with Danny Strickland's picture. You know, what? Since you're kidding, I said, no, I said, Mr. Strickland was on the front page, but the article was from you. I said, I don't think people care. And he just, I'm calling right now. I can't believe they made this mistake because I'm offended. It's going on and on and on.
That's a pretty good thing.
So I went over and I told our attorney. Yeah. So she walked by about 30 minutes later and she goes, great picture. Didn't look a lot like it.
Yeah. Yeah, the newsprint, you know, the quality is not always so good.
I thought it was much better than Dan's picture.
You mean that Nick Nolte mugshot they've got that they put in there?
Anyway, he was not happy all day.
Did we have anybody on, though?
No.
See, you almost got a thumbs up. It was a good one, isn't it? What made it worse is that he even got our attorneys involved.
Oh. Ella decided she would like to give
the that's amazing how that happened just as you went over there.
It's amazing. It was amazing.
I was all set, but...
You were going to do it. Were you?
No.
Really?
My question is, once we open today, is it fair to let everyone know if, in fact, we're going to go into recess, or do you guys want to just take it from 10 o'clock to 10:20 or 10:30? I'd sure like to be in on that call.
No, you go ahead. And
most of it, that's fine. Just take your call. We'll keep on going.
So, okay.
Yeah, we'll just keep on going. There should be an issue. A few of them will leave to the end, and then if he's back, great, now we'll recess.
Helen, this microphone will be moved up to the podium whenever you're ready. Does it fit?
This. the intergovernmental agreements between the sewer department and capital improvements for Hollister. Okay, that's what we need to find out where that is, because Hollister.
They called me.
Yeah, they've.
What are we doing with this?
Okay.
It's not just Hollister.
Well, I know that they've extended a large amount of their reserves.
Yes, I know.
I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Monday, April 30th, 2012, to order. And I'd like to call on Helen Souti to offer the opening prayer.
Our most precious Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, Lord, we just give you praise for your awesomeness and your loving kindness. We pray now for those, Father, that stand in need, the sickness, homeless, Lord, all those that need your arms wrapped around them today. I pray that you do that. Help us now, Lord, in everything we say and do and the way we act to portray you and your Son. And again, we thank you for all your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we step into our agendized items, I'd like to recognize Tyler Franke. Tyler is leaving us, if I'm not mistaken, at the end of this week or sometime shortly thereafter for Oregon.
Yes.
And we are going to be without his services with Branson Tri-Lakes Daily News. And Tyler, I just want to say thank you and commend you for a job well done. Previous meetings minutes.
Motion to approve meeting minutes dated April 19th and April 23rd with corrections and changes.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve County Commission minutes dated April 19th and April 23rd with corrections and changes. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable, journal entries, and transfers.
Motion to approve accounts payable checks number 328834 through 328907, warrants 5614, 5615, and a journal entry from Department 103 to Department 400.
I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks numbers 328834 through 328907. Warrants number 5614, 5615, and a journal entry from Department 103 to 400. Discussion?
Yeah, I do have one.
Go ahead, sir.
The check that we had held for some time in the for Westlaw. Do you guys want to go ahead and approve that?
We're going to ask Frank. I was going to ask Frank to review it one more time. And I know, have you talked to him last Friday or something like that?
I talked to him last week.
And what did he say?
He told me to send him everything, which I have done.
Okay, so
I've also spoken with Westlaw. There hasn't been any usage.
Right.
The bills are all coming here.
I'd like to, if it's all right, let Frank do one final check.
Okay.
I mean, because it's a subscription for multiple years. Yeah, if you would call him, Nick.
Well, and let's take that one step further. If there's not a use for that program within his office, let's see if there is a department within the county that could utilize it.
No, I know the prosecutor's office.
He already has.
He already has they're good up until the end of September.
Well, then maybe this year, can we convert this over to that at that time?
Would you talk to maybe Alicia and see?
The last response, upon your direction to contact that office, that's what they said.
Okay.
That would
but
be
we
great.
Still are going to have to pay it.
Up until that time.
Right. That's all right. Yeah. At least it's not a 3-year.
How about do this next?
We're locked into the contract.
Why don't you next week go ahead and give us the check number, and we can add it to this.
Okay.
And by then we can talk to Frank and then add the check number back into the accounts payable. And if they can take it over in September or October, then we might as well just
continue.
It's not worth the time spent for three or four months.
A motion to approve accounts payable, journal entries, and transfers is on the table. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. Motion carries. Annual sales tax, use tax reporting. What this is, if I'm not mistaken, is it's a request for information and audit of local sales tax, use tax records from the state of Missouri, and it is sent by the state upon our request, but it has to be requested annually, and it keeps us in tune of what those sales tax are and who are paying them. Is that right, Melissa? We also use those to help define TIF payments and other actions as needed.
I guess my question is, is the motion?
Is it just acceptance of the report?
We have to actually ask for the report in order to receive it. It's one of those things that could be considered administrative, but if we vote on it, we're all safe. And
I'll just try this. Motion to approve the request for information audit of local sales and use tax records.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the form for request for information audit and local and use sales tax records. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Supreme Court decision, sales tax. Gentlemen, I ask specifically that be placed on the agenda so that we could chat about it either now or at a future time and have a formal meeting. I know that there was a story that was done recently regarding this, but this is a huge decision that was made by the Supreme Court. And it is a decision that will impact this county to our detriment. And if I'm not mistaken, there is also another case that is pending statewide that would, in association with this, that would impact us even more dramatically, which is a class action suit. You want to offer a little bit of background?
I can offer a little bit. There was a court case that was heard at the beginning of this year. It was called Street versus Department of Revenue. Street is an attorney out of Greene County who decided to pay his sales tax under protest because he had bought a boat in Maryland, drove it back to Greene County where he was required upon registration to pay sales tax both at the county level and the city level.
he felt like he owed the state level. He actually didn't feel like he owed any sales tax whatsoever, so he paid the all the taxes under protest. It went through the normal appeal process, ended up at the Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court ruled that the language to collect sales tax at the state level was legal, but the county and the city language was unconstitutional. So the Supreme Court ruled that until language can be fixed, that no more sales tax can be collected at the city or the state at the city or the county level. Now there's and Ron, I'll get to it about, you can discuss the use tax side of it, but the impact to Taney County approximately, and these are for vehicles, motor vehicles purchased out of state and motor vehicles purchased between individuals, used vehicles between not dealers, but impact we think is about $225,000 to $250,000 is what we're estimating right now at that point. It could go higher because it's kind of difficult to register all the individual sales to sale from a used car perspective, from an accuracy perspective, I should say. So impact to Taney County right now is about we're estimating right now initially $225,000 until the fix can be applied. There is, I believe, three bills added, some legislation to fix the language. When I was up there a week ago, it doesn't appear that any legislators are going to take this on this year because it's an election year and it could be viewed as a new tax, even though it's the same tax we've always collected. So from our perspective, if you do the math, it's about a 1 to 2% hit, depending on accuracy and depending on a projection, I should say, not accuracy, but a projection. So for us, it will affect us. There's some counties that are affecting horribly. I mean, right now the estimation is about $18.7 million across the state that will be affected. Some counties, all the border counties are the ones mostly affected. So you're talking, obviously, Taney County, Stone County, the Barry, the McDonald County, Joplin area, Kansas City area, St. Louis area, all those Cape Girardeau area, those are all border counties that will be affected because of this. And there is some car dealers actually advertising right now to come out of state and buy your vehicle because you don't have to pay sales tax if you buy it out of state. So the follow-up there was that was the first phase of which we were notified. The second phase of this lawsuit is now there was an individual that said if it was unconstitutional this year to collect sales tax, it was unconstitutional last year and the year before and the year before. So there's now a case that was heard on Friday. We'll wait for a ruling on that, that they've asked for a refund of 5 years of their funds. So if you start doing the math there, that could hit Taney County if we just add average $200,000 to $225,000, it's well over $1 million refund if it gets approved. Nine counties were named in this suit, and so we're going to wait and see how they attack the suit. I believe they tried to file it as a class action lawsuit, which will probably get thrown out because you can't do that from a county perspective. But individually, there's a window open there, I should say, for a refund. So we're waiting to see what the effect of this ruling is. So needless to say, everybody who has a budget that plans or counts on some out-of-state sales tax collections for registering vehicles will be impacted.
It's really a difficult situation that it puts many of the counties in the state of Missouri in that do not have an approved by the voters use tax on purchases made outside of the state of Missouri. For example, Stone County passed a use tax. Christian County, Taney County, Greene County, just in our corridor here, did not. But what the Supreme Court feels is that the language within the use tax is sufficient enough to retain these taxes that are collected on vehicles, boats, etc., from out of state. So Stone County is not going to be adversely impacted, at least to the degree that Correct. Taney County is going to be impacted. But Taney, Christian, Greene, and a host of others across the state of Missouri will be impacted. Now, a use tax, when applied, is not upon sale of properties correct me if I'm wrong, anybody within the county. Is it not, or is it outside? Outside. Mm-hmm. So we're faced with a dilemma, and we will be looking at this over the next few weeks at least, is the dilemma of saying to the voters of Taney County, do we want to impose a use tax so that we don't lose the sales tax that we're losing, which is not going to be a popular notion to present to the voters, I think, at any time. But nonetheless, that is something that we have to contemplate. The unfairness to the local businesses, and that's who's going to be hit and impacted the most, is going to be incredible. Because your choice is, do you go to Maryland and purchase and not pay county sales tax? And for large purchases, whether it be in Kansas or Arkansas or Illinois or whatever state that individuals can travel to, they may very well do so to save that local sales tax, which, as Jim stated, is really going to crunch car dealerships at a time, especially in our economy, as anyone else that's impacted, that they can't afford to have any more economic crisis in front of them. So it's a question, at least, that we have to look at. I, too, do not believe that the class action lawsuit, although I'm not an attorney, is going to go anywhere.
Right.
Because that's what we are advised by counsel. But I suppose stranger things have happened in court. So I put it on there so that the public would be aware that we are going to have to start processing information, and we are going to have to start taking a look at what our options are or are not, and whether or not we will pursue those options. Danny, have any comments about that?
No, it's just another one of the many things that has hit county government since financial times have lessened as far as revenue. And it was last year that we dealt with the hotel, motel, tax, wasn't it? This is just another part of it. So the legal attorney community are getting wealthy off of it, and everybody else is suffering.
Would use tax apply to the cities?
Cities would have to implement their own use tax, if I'm not mistaken. They'll have to go through the same procedure that counties are doing. I know that there is a number of individuals within Missouri Association of Counties and within the County Commissioners Association of Missouri are contemplating this and working together in a committee-like structure or basis to see what's the best approach on a statewide agenda, perhaps, and how to best present this to voters in the light that it might be received in a positive manner. And, I mean, there are a lot of points to that, but those will be forthcoming after those meetings have taken place. We have aggregate road materials. Mr. Erickson, could you join us?
Gentlemen, I'm here this morning to complete the process of opening bids for aggregate road materials 2012-04-177, which was let out quite a while ago based on a request from Road and Bridge. And I have been working very closely with Mr. Hayes in preparation for this and responses thereafter on a couple of addenda that we had to put out. As of this morning, I've received 7 sealed responses, and before I request for you all to allow me to begin the process of opening those, I just want to make the comment that Mr. Hayes was called away to family emergency, a death in the family. He will not be able to attend this morning. So
she's been here since that time, Rhonda.
Okay. Okay, well, that's one that, yeah, she's been sitting here since before the deadline, so we'll add that as number 8.
Do you have one, sir?
Yes.
Okay, number 9.
What was the deadline again?
This morning at 9:05. And I would recommend that we go ahead and accept all those and any others before I begin the process.
Time out.
Excuse me, gentlemen, just 1 second. Yeah.
Ron?
Actually, we're fine on these. The bid notice was posted 9:30, so it may have hit the agenda at 9:05, but the bid opening is scheduled for 9:30.
That's right. For the two that I've seen have been walking back and forth.
Right. So we're still, and of course, since nothing's open yet, that's entirely.
Let me hold you, because if we have something in writing that says 9:30, we need to wait till
that. We really have to.
Okay. What else can I move to?
But in the meantime, I did want to discuss the fact that Mr. Hayes is not available this morning, out of town on a family, death in the family. And so this is a rather complicated bid, as you all know, more than I do. And once we get to looking at the facts and figures, my intention will be to request that we set a time certain for an award recommendation after Mr. Hayes and I have had the opportunity to sit down and discuss the details of it. So,
do you want to sit in recess for 8 minutes then?
No. Let me ask.
Can we take care of Donna?
Go in executive to clear the room?
Or just wait. Yes, go ahead.
The aggregate bid, is it for all materials? Is it for chip and seal materials? Is it for any special projects?
No, it's for concrete, asphalt, chip and seal, aggregate, and, you know, per the specs that was delivered to me by Mr. Hayes. So
okay.
It would be inclusive of everything. You're welcome to look at the bid if you'd like.
No, the form, no, I don't want anything to do with it until after you guys look at it and make your recommendation.
Okay.
Gentlemen, with no opposition, let's stand in recess till 9:30.